Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Philadelphia on a 3-day visit to the United States to attend Quad Summit and hold high-level bilateral meetings. AAP leader Atishi sworn in as Chief Minister of Delhi. 5 cabinet ministers also take oath. Centre issues advisory to states and union territories to combat tobacco use among youth. In Sri Lanka, around 80% voting recorded in presidential elections. And in Chennai cricket test, Bangladesh trails by 357 runs in the second innings of day 3 against India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Philadelphia this evening on a 3-day visit to the United States. He was given a rousing welcome on his arrival. Members of the Indian diaspora gathered at the airport to welcome him. The Prime Minister's visit is packed with a series of high-level meetings and engagements. He will attend the 6th annual Quad Leaders Summit past midnight tonight. Now we go over to our correspondent Himani Rana, who is covering the Prime Minister's US visit. Himani, please share with us the events lined up for the day.
In a short while from now, Prime Minister Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden at Greenville, Delaware. This will be followed by the Quad Summit at the Ashmere Academy. The Academy is President Biden's former high school and a reflection of his efforts to put a personal touch to the whole summit. The Quad Summit will also witness the launch of a cancer moonshot event aimed at implementation of innovative strategies to prevent, detect and treat cancer.
Right. Himani, could you throw some light on the impact of the presence of India and especially Prime Minister Modi in the Quad grouping in the backdrop of the present global scenario?
If you see the origins of Quad, it is rooted in providing geopolitical balance in the Indo-Pacific region. India holds a tall place in Quad on the strength of its geography, economy and PM Modi's excellent diplomacy. Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has shifted from maintaining distance to fostering closer international relationships, emphasizing a proactive approach in diplomacy. The recent visit of the PM to the warring nations of Russia and Ukraine and meetings with their leaders highlights India's unique position in global diplomacy. India will try to push the same agenda of solving issues through dialogue and hence solidify its position as a peacemaker in the current situation of discord across the globe.
Right, thank you, Himani, for those details. Prime Minister Modi will travel to New York tomorrow, where he will interact with the Indian community and meet top executives of leading US-based companies. On the final day of his visit on Monday, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. Earlier today in his departure statement, the Prime Minister said the Quad Forum has emerged as a key group of like-minded countries to work for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. He added that he is looking forward to joining his colleagues for the Quad Summit. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi was sworn in as Delhi Chief Minister today. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office to Atishi and her Council of Ministers at a ceremony at Raj Nivas. AAP leaders Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bharadwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Ahlawat were also sworn in as cabinet ministers. Later, addressing a press conference, Atishi thanked Arvind Kejriwal for trusting and giving her such a big responsibility to serve the people of Delhi.
मैं आज आपको आश्वासन दे रही हूं कि अब अरविंद केजरीवाल जी जेल से बाहर आ गए हैं और उनके मार्गदर्शन में दिल्ली में कूड़ा भी उठेगा, सड़कें भी ठीक होंगी, पानी के बिल भी ठीक होंगे, दिल्ली में जो सीवर की समस्या है वो भी ठीक होगी, जो दवाइयां नहीं मिल रही हैं उसको भी हम ठीक करेंगे.
Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva alleged that only the face of the CM has changed and not the character of the government.
महिला मुख्यमंत्री के नाते उनका स्वागत करता हूं. आम आदमी पार्टी का करैक्टर जो मैं बार बार कह रहा हूं, चेहरा बदलने से वो नहीं बदलेगा. दिल्ली को लूटने का जो इनका सिस्टम है वो जब तक ध्वस्त नहीं होता, जो वो सरकार जब तक दिल्ली से बाहर नहीं आती तब तक दिल्ली का सुधरना मुश्किल है.
Aatishi is an MLA from Kalkaji Assembly seat. She has become the third woman Chief Minister of Delhi after Sushma Swaraj of the BJP and Sheila Dixit of the Congress. Earlier this week, Arvind Kejriwal had submitted his resignation along with his Council of Ministers to the Lieutenant Governor. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. In this phase, 26 constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to the polls on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Jammu and Kashmir has witnessed an unprecedented transformation under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, moving from terrorism to peace. Addressing a public rally at Mainthar in Poonch district, he said, the youth of Jammu and Kashmir now hold laptops in their hands instead of stones. Mr. Shah also addressed rallies in Rajouri and Jammu districts. Congress Chief Mallikarjun Kharge, who is in Jammu to campaign for Congress candidates in the ongoing assembly elections today, said his party would launch an agitation against threats to Rahul Gandhi. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that Kharge asserted that the Congress would not be cowed down by RSS BJP's poisonous mindset. Kharge questioned Prime Minister Narendra Modi's failure to take action against leaders of his party who used derogatory remarks against the Lok Sabha's Leader of Opposition. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said JMM, Congress and RJD are 3 speed breakers blocking the development of Jharkhand. Addressing a Parivartan rally at Itkhori in Chatra, Mr. Singh charged the JMM government of corruption. He said BJP believes in the politics of justice and not of caste, creed or religion. Rajnath Singh said India will never accept any tainted person.
श्री बाबूलाल जी मरांडी यहां के मुख्यमंत्री रहे, श्री अर्जुन मुंडा यहां के मुख्यमंत्री रहे, श्री रघुवर दास जी यहां के मुख्यमंत्री रहे, लेकिन जितना पर्याप्त समय इन लोगों को झारखंड राज्य के विकास के लिए मिलना चाहिए था वह समय इन्हें नहीं मिल पाया। लेकिन मैं दावे के साथ कह सकता हूं झारखंड ही नहीं हिंदुस्तान का कोई व्यक्ति उंगली उठाकर नहीं कह सकता कि हमारे तीनों नेताओं के दामन पर कोई भ्रष्टाचार की दाग लगी हुई हो।
President Draupadi Murmu met with several victims of Maoist violence from Bastar's region of Chhattisgarh at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the president said no objective can justify taking to the path of violence, which invariably proves too costly for society. President Murmu urged the left-wing extremists to abjure violence, stating that the government will make all efforts to solve their problems. The Indian Air Force has successfully completed Exercise Eastern Bridge 7 with the Royal Air Force of Oman in Masira, Oman. The exercise included a comprehensive series of training missions which featured the participation of MiG-29 and Jaguar aircraft from the Indian Air Force and F-16 and Hawk from the Royal Air Force of Oman. The Defence Ministry said the completion of exercise underscores the commitment of India and Oman towards maintaining regional peace and security. It also added that both the forces demonstrated their capability to operate jointly in diverse scenarios, enhancing their preparedness to face emerging security challenges. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The centre has issued an advisory to states and union territories to combat tobacco use among youth. The goal is to protect future generations by raising awareness of the harmful effects of tobacco use and promoting tobacco control measures within educational institutions. More from our correspondent.
The government advisory underscores the alarming effects of tobacco consumption, particularly on children and adolescents. The advisory encourages educational institutions, including schools, colleges, and universities, to adopt the Tobacco-Free Educational Institutions Manual and guidelines to safeguard the health and well-being of the students. The advisory also emphasized the need for collaborative efforts of all stakeholders to safeguard young people from the dangers of tobacco addiction. With Dipendra Kumar, Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India and Brazil have reviewed the existing collaboration in the energy sector and mutually beneficial relationship in bilateral trade and cooperation in sustainable fuels, particularly biofuels. This was stated in a joint statement issued after the meeting between Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri and Brazilian Minister of Mines and Energy Alexandre Silveira. Mr. Puri is on a 3-day visit to Brazil since Thursday. During the meeting, the two sides reaffirmed their commitment to identify new possible mechanisms for increasing the presence of Indian companies in the country, including through new investment opportunities in producing assets. Union Secretary for the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Leena Nandan, today said the International Energy Agency has estimated that Mission Life, Lifestyle for Environment, could reduce global greenhouse gas emissions by 2 billion tons annually by 2030. Addressing a summit in the United Nations headquarters, she said that Mission Life promotes a shift in the daily behaviors towards the environmentally friendly choices and adoption of sustainable lifestyles. Ms. Nandan highlighted that children and youth are essential for ensuring intergenerational equity, and they hold a great potential for leading the transition to a green economy. Speaking about the Ek Ped Maake Naam campaign, she said more than 750 million trees have been planted in the country between 5th June and the 17th of this month under the initiative. Sri Lanka voted to elect a new president today in an election that remained largely peaceful. The election, which was a first since the economic downturn of 2022, has been reported to have witnessed a turnout of between 75% and 80%.
Over 17 million voters stepped out to choose the 9th executive president. After the conclusion of the voting process, ballot boxes were shifted to the counting centers in all electoral districts. The Election Commission has said that counting of postal ballots has commenced and the results of the same will be released tonight. The Commission has also added that the final outcome is expected tomorrow, even if the counting goes into the second round. The election follows a preferential voting system requiring a candidate to secure over 50% votes to win. The election, which had economy as a key issue, featured a three-cornered fight between incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe, leftist alliance leader Anurakumaradissa Nayaka, and opposition leader Sajit Premadasa. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
In Japan, one person has died and seven others are missing after torrential rains caused floods and landslides in the Ishikawa region of northern Japan. The local authorities reported that the deceased were swept away by rivers in Suzu, Wajima and Noto municipalities. Moreover, nearly 40,000 people have been ordered to evacuate after weather forecasters warned of major flooding in the region. Earlier, the Japan Meteorological Agency has issued a life-threatening alert for torrential rain in the Ishikawa region, which is expected to last until tomorrow afternoon. Back home, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over several parts of the country during the next few days. Heavy rain is expected in Odisha from tomorrow till Tuesday and in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Thursday. In the Chennai cricket test, India are firmly in control of the first test against Bangladesh, with the visitors trailing by 357 runs with 6 wickets in hand in their second innings at the end of day 3. At stumps, the visitors were 158 runs for the loss of 4 wickets. Najmul Hussain Shanto at 51 runs and Shakib Al Hassan on 5 were at the crease at close of play. Ravichandran Ashwin bagged 3 wickets while Jasprit Bumrah got 1 wicket. The umpires called off the day when bad light stopped play. Earlier, India declared their second innings on 287 for 4, setting a massive target of 515 runs. Shubman Gill and Rishabh Pant hit centuries. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Philadelphia on a 3-day visit to the United States to attend Quad Summit and hold high-level bilateral meetings. AAP leader Atishi sworn in as Chief Minister of Delhi. 5 cabinet ministers also take oaths. Centre issues advisory to states and union territories to combat tobacco use among youth. In Sri Lanka, around 80% voting recorded in presidential elections. And in Chennai cricket test, Bangladesh trails by 357 runs in their second innings of day 3 against India. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.